Begin the current daf, Masech de Baba Basra, daf Samach Vav. Begin on the bottom of Samachim Beis, three lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion in the previous daf. That is, the Gemara had brought in a Braisa, which was related to the Gemara's previous discussion regarding the opinion of Reb Eliezer. And that is where Reb Eliezer, as we explained in the previous daf, is like the opinion of our Mishnah, regarding the halacha when someone's Hamaychar is a bias. So what's included in the sale of the house? So there's a Machlekes in the Braisa, regarding one of the halachas of a mishnah of a machteshes chakuka, but it wasn't kavua. That is, what's the halacha regarding a machteshes, a mortar, that was first carved out and to be a machteshes, and then it was attached to the ground? So the Tanakhama holds that if it was first carved out and then attached to the ground, it's considered as a movable item, and therefore it's not considered part of the sale. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer disagreed and he says, no, kol machubel karka, hariyuk karka. Whatever is attached to the ground, even if originally it was a movable item, it's considered part of the ground, and therefore it's going to be included in the sale. Now, the Gemara then introduced a braisa regarding the halacha of mikvah, where if there's going to be an invalidation of mayim she'uvim, it has to go straight from the rainwater into the pit. It can't go through a kli, a vessel, because that's considered drawn water, which invalidates the halacha of the mikvah. Now, the Braisa says, regarding a pipe, which was first carved out and then attached to the ground, that's going to invalidate the mikvah, because although ultimately, subsequently, was attached to the ground, that does not take away the status of a kli invalidating the mikvah as a mayim she'uvim. But if it's first attached to the ground and then carved out, meaning if you first put the slab of wood or metal, whatever it is, and then carve it out, or of stone, and then you're going to carve it out, then that's not going to invalidate the mikvah, because that's like just carving out space in what's already considered part of the ground. And that said, the Gemara, well, seemingly that price is not like Reb Eliezer, or not like Rabbanan. So the Gemara asks, which Reb Eliezer is that? Which the Gemara assumed it was the Reb Eliezer of the previous Braisa regarding the topic of our perek of Reb Eliezer of Bais. Meaning, regarding this that he spoke about, the Machteshes that was carved out and then subsequently attached to the ground, Reb Eliezer considers that as part of the ground and therefore considered including the sale of the house. Seemingly, that's not like the Halach of the Braisa, which is saying that if something is first carved out, even if it's ultimately attached to the ground, we do not consider part of the ground, and rather it can be considered like a kli and invalidated of mayim shuvim. Similarly, that halacha of the Braisa is not like Reb Eliezer, which the Gemara said that no, not necessarily. We could say that actually Reb Eliezer of the halacha of machteshes chakuka, and then it was kavua, would actually hold that it would be like the Braisa, which would invalidate the mikvah. Now, so if considered as a kli, so why is that included in the sale of the house? Not because it's considered part of the ground, rather because of the halacha concept of meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher, because he sells in a generous way. So although it's halachically like a kli, but since it was ultimately attached to the ground, so therefore the seller includes it as all things part of the ground, which is including things of the house, and therefore it's included in the sale. So the Gemara continues that discussion, which we're up to, and says, okay, so which Reb Eliezer were we talking about? Did we say that it's not like this Braisa? So continues the Gemara, Reb Eliezer, the kever is devar. Rather, it's referring to Reb Eliezer of the halacha of the beehive, which is attached to the ground with cement. Did not like the Mishnah Masechtas Shvius. The Mishnah says, kever is devar, regarding a beehive, Reb Eliezer Omer, he says, Harehi kekarka. It's considered like land for all halachic purposes, which means to say that it could be acquired the way land is acquired with money and a document or chazaka. So too, you could acquire through the dint of purchasing land, which in this case, the beehive would be the same. You could through that acquisition, acquire movable items through that acquisition too. So too, v'kaisim la prusbul, you could write and utilize the beehive to write a prusbul on that. Which, in other words, what we're saying is that the beehive is like land, because the Mishnah teaches us in Masechtas Shvius in the last parag, in Mishnah above, that the writing of a prusbul could only be if there's land, and if the borrower does not have land, so then the lender has to merit the borrower from the land that he himself has. Now, there the Gemara explains explicitly that the reason for this halacha is because Hill saw that the wealthy people were not lending the poor people money, because they were afraid once the seventh year, the Shemitah year comes along, and all the debts are canceled. And they were violating what's written in the Torah, Pen Yid Davim Lavavcha B'Leyal, which is a prohibition of not lending money. So what Hillel did, he instituted prusbul. What's the word prusbul? Prus means from the word of expansiveness. Like it says, Hifriz Amidaisa, which means larger, meaning a gain. And the word bul means the wealthy people, like we find in the Gemara Gittin. These are the Rashi Bulai Shab Yehuda. So in other words, prus bul means revach for the ashirim. In other words, gain for the wealthy, that they shouldn't lose what's coming to them, and therefore then they're going to go ahead and lend the money. because as the Mishnah teaches us, Masechta Shviyos, that the text of the principle is where the person, the lender, writes, I am giving over to you, and you, mean the judges that are in that place, all the debts that this guy owes me, that as long as I want to, I can collect it. And the judges sign on the bottom, or the witnesses. Now, therefore, once he gives over his documentation to the courts that they collected, and he's not collecting it, so therefore he's not going to be violating lo yigos, because he's not going to be going and collecting it. Rather, it's going to be the judges that are going to collect, and they are allowed to collect it even after the Shemitah year because of Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Now, this was only said if the borrower has land. And the reason for this is because then it's as if the lender has collateral. Because when there's collateral, then there's no violation of lo yigos, because it's like it's already collected, as if it's already owned by the lender. Now, the reason for this is because whatever the Chacham were able to do to institute that it shouldn't look like they're uprooting the biblical law of Shemitah, so they instituted that law as long as the borrower has land. That's how the Rashbam wants to explain the reasoning why the borrower has to have land. But actually, he brings from his grandfather, from Rashi, which Rashi brought this in the Chav Zayin and Aleph, that the reason for this is because in general, a borrower, it's not normal for a lender to lend the money unless if the borrower has land, which then that there's a lien for the lender that he knows where to be able to collect from. And therefore, since that's the norm of when the loan usually happens, it's only what's called milsa de shchichi takin rabban, only by something common the rabban instituted their takana. But someone that doesn't have land is what's called milsa de shchichi, it's an uncommon case. There the rabban did not institute their takanas, including the takana of prosbol. Now, if you're going to this halacha that Rabbi Eliezer is coming to say, that if the borrower has a beehive, so that's considered land, and you can write a prosbol because he has land. Now, because the assumption would be that although the beehive is like land for other halachas, but regarding this takana of prosbol would not be considered land because there you don't have the reliance of the lender to be able to collect from it, because since ultimately it could be moved, you would say that it does not rely on it. That's the chiddush of this part of the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah Masechta Shviyos, that even for that it's considered as land. Moreover, as we continue, Tabas HaMachvam and Aleph continues Rebbe Eliezer, Ve'ena Mekabelas Tumah B'Mekayma. So to this beehive, when it's still in its place where it's attached to the ground, it does not contract Tumah. Now the reason for that is because since it's attached to the ground, so it loses its status as a vessel, which what a beehive really is, where it contains the honey. And actually even the honey inside is not Mekabel Tumah because it's considered secondary to the beehive, which is considered as Karka. Now, as Rebbe Eliezer says, this is specifically if it's been claimed in its original place. But if it was uprooted from that place, then the honey would be makabel tumah, because then it's like the one who says in Perek HaMeches HaSevina that you don't need to even have a machshava, because there actually is an opinion that holds that you do need to have machshava. And therefore, over here, regarding the halacha of tumah, we say that it has to be specifically b'mkayma, but the truth is regarding all the other halachas that applies b'mkayma, when it's attached to the ground, then we view it as part of the ground. Continues Rabbi Eliezer, v'haredim emenu b'Shabbos, and someone that takes honey out of the beehive on Shabbos when it's in its place, which is the place of where, so to speak, the growth of the honey is, chayev chatas, he's going to be liable for karban chatas, just like someone that does the malach of tailish, of kaitzer, of ripping out something that's attached to the ground, so to the honey is considered attached to the beehive, which is attached to the ground. Now, one thing we see is that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the case of chakakul b'sayv kavoy, if something is first carved down and then attached to the ground, which is what the beehive is, it's a beehive, but it doesn't grow from the ground, but it's cemented now to the ground, that Rabbi Eliezer considers it as ground. As we see, for all these halachic purposes, it's considered as karka. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying, that previous brisa of the tzinar regarding chakakul b'sayv kavoy is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Because that brisa says that it's not going to be considered as karka, rather as a kli, and it's going to validate the mikveh as mayim shuvah. But Rashbam does point out that the Rabbanan, who we're going to quote right now, are actually would go very well with the Brice, and that wouldn't be the Chacham who we're saying is not the Chachamim that we said wouldn't go well with the Brice. Now, because as the Mishnah continues, Chacham, they say that no, ain't a kakarka. Actually, the beehive is not going to be considered like the halacha of land, because although it's attached to the ground, that does not take away the status of a kli which it had before it was attached to the ground. And therefore, the inkoist mila prosbul, neither can you write it as a prosbul to use it for their purposes. And makabelas tumah b'mekayma, it also contracts tumah even in its place where it's attached to the ground. So to the honey, because as we said before, as the Brisa says later on, perek hameches hasvina, that the honey does not need a machshava for it to be makabel tumah. And v'roidim in Shabbos pata, someone that takes down the honey from the bee of Shabbos is going to be pata because it's not considered attached to the ground. There's no malacha of tailish. One thing says the Gemara, seemingly that this Rebbe Eliezer from this Mishnah Masechta Shviyos, which is not like that Brisa, says the Gemara that no. Hasam k'da'amu Rebbe Elazar taima. There it's like the Amar Rebbe Elazar says the reasoning of this Rebbe Eliezer, the Tana, that explains it for a different reason, this halacha. And actually, we could say that this Rebbe Eliezer would be like the Tana of the Brayso we brought in the previous daf regarding the mikvah. Because Dam Rebbe Elazar, he says, my time, Rebbe Eliezer, what's the reason of Rebbe Eliezer that he considers the beehive as attached to the ground and for all halachic purposes like ground? That's the chsiv, that's for a unique reasoning for the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, v'yitbol eisa beyaros hadvash, that he dipped, and this was told by Yehoinasan, the son of Shaul HaMelech, that he dipped his cane, his stick, into the forest of the honey. Now, it's talking about over there that meaning the honey was where it grew, where it was made over there in the beehive, and we see that the pasuk calls it a forest. So the pasuk is coming to teach us something, which is ma yar hatolish memen b'shabbes chayev chatos, just like a forest. If someone rips out something from the forest on Shabbos, it's going to be chayev for chatos, because we considered that's something that's attached to the ground. So to honey, it's coming to teach us, if someone takes honey out of the beehive on Shabbos, he's going to be chayev a carbon chatos. And that's why Rebbe Eliezer considers the beehive as attached to the ground. And in actuality, even if the beehive is not even attached to the ground, it's still going to be considered from this pasuk as part of the ground. And therefore, in contrast, regarding the pipe, which was first carved out and then attached to the ground, Rebbe Eliezer would agree that it's considered as a kli, and as the Braisa said, it would invalidate a mikvah. And therefore, we still don't know which Rebbe Eliezer was it that the Gemara had said is not like that Braisa. Now, Tosfos points out, so according to this interpretation of Rebbe Eliezer, so why did it say that regarding Tumah, it's not going to be kabbal if the beehive is in its place? The way we're describing right now, it doesn't make a difference if it's in its place or not in its place because it's not even attached to the ground. It's just considered as a yar because of what the pasuk is equating it with. So the Rebbe Netam says, no, that because actually if the beehive is not in its original place, it actually would be makabel tumah. Because since we're seeing that it's something that's moved from place to place, and therefore it's similar to other utensils in the house, so there, it's a gzeirah d'rabbanan that it's going to be mekabel tumah, because then it might come to be confused with other kelim. Wait, this beehive looks just like any other movable item, and it's not mekabel tumah. We would think other kelim would also not be. Therefore, rabbinically, it's going to be mekabel tumah, but in actuality, it's not because it's attached to the ground, but rather because it's considered and it's compared to a yar, and that's why a beehive is going to be mekabel tumah. And for all other halachic purposes, like Rebbe Eliezer, have the halacha as karka. So again, which Rebbe Eliezer was it that we said that does not hold like the previous price of mikvah, where it said that if it was first carved out into a pipe and then attached, it's going to be a kli. But if it was attached to the ground and then carved out, it's not going to be considered as a kli. El Rebbe Eliezer the daf. Rather, it's Rebbe Eliezer regarding the halach of the board. That's not like Luna Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. He's not like that previous price, where the Mishnah says as follows. Dav shel nachtoim, the board of the bakers, which is a wide board, which they used to go ahead and make their dough, and they would knead it into bread. Now the Rashbam says that this is the board that they attach to the wall, where they put the bread on to sell, like he says, like our bakers do, where they have it on the wall of the on the outside of the house of the store, where actually the Gemara later on is going to explain that it's talking about a board made out of metal, which even a flat board is makabel tumah. So it's regarding that board of the bakers, shekavoy bekaisel, which was attached to the wall. So on that says the Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer mitar. He says that the board is tahar, and the reason for that is because anything that's attached to the ground is like the ground itself, meaning because it's attached to the wall, which the wall is attached to the ground, so considered as land, and land's not makabel tumah, so the board is not makabel tumah. V'chacham mitam, no, the chacham say though that board is makabel tumah. And because it's not considered secondary regarding the ground, although it's attached to the wall, which is attached to the ground. Now, the way that these boards were made was that they were smoothed out specifically for this purpose, which in a sense is the same thing as the carving out of the pipe of the halacha of the previous braisa regarding the mikvah. Because it's this smoothing out which makes it into its utility, and which is what makes it, as according to the Chacham, being able to mekabel tumah. Now, that is what the Gemara is saying for the fact that in this Mishnah there's no differentiation between whether if it was first fixed and then attached to the wall, or whether it was first attached to the wall of this board and then smoothed out. Obviously, we see that according to Rebbe Eliezer, all situations of this board is going to be tar. And it doesn't make a difference if it was first carved out and then attached, or if it's attached and then carved out. And whereas according to Rabbanan, we see that in all cases, since they don't differentiate, it's always going to be tummy. So obviously we see that that brice regarding the pipe on the previous daf that differentiates between if it was first attached and then carved out, or if it was first carved out and then attached, is not like the Rabbanan and not like Rabbi Eliezer, as the Gemara illustrates. Mani, so who's the Tana of that brice? E Rabbi Eliezer, if it's Rabbi Eliezer of this Mishnah, but it can't be. According to him, it should be kosher even if it was first carved down and then attached to the wall. As we see, he holds in all cases it's going to be tahar, that we consider it as the ground, and that in all cases it should be able to make a kosher mikvah. And the Rabbanan, if you would say it'd be like the Rabbanan of this Mishnah, then even if it was first attached and then carved out, it should also invalidate the mikvah, which is not like the brisa. The brisa differentiates if it was first attached or if it was first carved out. So seemingly, this is the machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham, that we said in the previous daf, that is not like that brisa of regarding the tzinor. And I think Gemara says, no, maybe la'olam Rabbi Eliezer. Truthfully, we could say that Rabbi Eliezer, even of this Mishnah Maseches Kelim, holds like that brisa regarding a pipe that was first carved out and then attached to the ground, that Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it's still considered as a kli, and it's not considered secondary to the ground, and it would invalidate the mikvah. Now, but Vishani, here, over here, regarding the case of the board, the reason why Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's going to be tar, even, as we said, since he doesn't differentiate, even though it was first smoothed out and only then attached, is because there it's different, because pshuti kli eitz. Here it's talking about where this board is a smooth, doesn't have a concave, doesn't have a receptacle, it's just a smooth board of wood, where even before it's attached, it really halachically doesn't have a tumma, and it's only the tumma drabbanan. It's only rabbinically going to be makabla tumma. And there, because for biblically, for a kliyetz to become makabla tumma, has to be something that has a receptacle. And therefore, when it was first attached and then done, the Rabbi Eliezer would be makam. And in other words, in regards to Rabbi Eliezer's own halacha, since this halacha is rabbinically, he holds yes, there's no difference between if it was first smoothed out and then attached, or if attached and smoothed out. Since only rabbinic tumah, he holds as long as it's attached, you're right, even if it was first smoothed out, it's going to be tahor from tumah, because it's only rabbinic. But says the Gemara, regarding the case of tzinor, where maim she'uvim, drawn water, invalidates a mikvah according to biblical law, as the Torah and Torah's Kayanim in the Brice, it says that one would think that a person could just draw water, put on the shoulder, and then make a mikvah initially like that, and it would be a tar mikvah. And that says the Brice, the Pasuk teaches mayan, the spring. Just like a mayan is b'dei shemayim, is something that's made from heaven, so too a mikvah has to be b'dei shemayim, either through a spring or through natural rainwater. So there says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it would invalidate a mikvah, because since when it was attached to the ground, it was already originally as a kli, that will not invalidate and take away the status of a kli that was originally there, and therefore it's going to be pasul. It's only going to be kosher if it was first attached and then carved out. However, says Rashbam, we don't actually find a tumma for pshuti kli eitz, which is what the Gemara is assuming right now, for a board that's smooth without a receptacle, even rabbinically, only those which are fit to be sat on or stepped on. As the Mishnah teaches Masechet Nidah from Testament Aleph, that whatever could be makabel tumas medras could be makabel tumas mes. Now, according to the Gemara's conclusion, actually, is going to come out that this halacha is only talking about a board made out of metal. But now the Gemara assumes that we're talking about a wooden board. Therefore, a wooden board, which the whole halacha of, is only rabbinically the halacha of tumah. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer does not differentiate. And even if it was first smoothed out and then attached, there it's going to be tar. But maybe regarding biblical law like Mayim Shu'uvim, maybe he would agree, and he is like that brisa, that if it's first carved out and then attached, that it would be considered kli, and it would invalidate a mikvah. That's asked the Gemara. Now, Mechlal, the She'iva Dei Raisa. The inference is, from the fact that you're giving such an answer, that you want to say Rabbi Eliezer could be like that brisa, that obviously you want to explain the halacha of the previous brisa, which is regarding the psul of mayim shuvim of drawn water, that's according to biblical law, and that's why you want to say, oh, the Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it would be pasul if it was first moved out, or in that case, carved out and then attached. But that the Gemara continues on in Bezen as, but v'kayim alon derabanan, but we explain that the halacha of that brisa is actually only rabbinic law. Because the reason is, as the Gemara says, Masechtas Yevamos Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, that if a mikvah already had the minimum requirement of mem sa, 40 sa of water, and then someone put in one sa of mayim she'uvim of drawn water, and then he actually takes that one sa of water that was already there, it's still going to be kasha. And that's his Gemara, until how much? Rabbi Yochanan says, until the majority of it is drawn water. Now, the reason for that is because biblically, this that we need to have the waters of the mikveh that not drawn is only when initially the mikveh is being made, which is like, as we brought before, it's compared to a spring. Now, but however, if Yetzi already had a kosher mikveh, and then afterwards Mayim Shubim fell in, there their batel berayv in regarding to the water that's already there. Or meaning every drop that comes in is going to be batel as it comes in. Now, therefore, in the previous brisa regarding the tziner, there the mikveh was already made according to kosher law. It was only after it was already kosher mikveh that then there was a pipe that was then made and attached to the ground to bring the water into the mikveh. Because if one reads the words of that brisa, it says that the tziner that was first carved out and then attached, paisel es ha-mikveh, it invalidates the mikveh, that infers that there was already a mikveh. But even though it's a mikveh, but now if you go ahead and you bring in the drawn water, that's going to invalidate the mikveh. Now that's only rabbinic psul, because according to biblical law, it's actually kosher, because once it has a kosher mikveh, then it doesn't make a difference how much drawn water you're bringing in. Now this, that you can't have that drawn water, is only rabbinic law. So therefore, ask the Gemara, how can you say that Rabbi Elazar would agree to that brisa? Because Rabbi Elazar's, it doesn't differentiate, it's going to be kosher, even if you first smoothed it out into a kli and then attached it, it's going to be tar, because he's talking about rabbinic law, and there is biblical law. It's not true. That law of psul mayim shuvim, although the basic law of mayim shuvim is biblical regarding making the mikveh, there is not talking about making the mikveh, it's already made. To then subsequently invalidate a made mikveh with drawn water is only rabbinic law, and still we see that the brisa does differentiate, which therefore that refutes Rabbi Eliezer, even if you want to say he's talking rabbinic law, they're also talking rabbinic law. V'oid, moreover, continues the Gemara, that is, even if you want to say that the Rabbanon were stringent in their rabbinic law as it is by biblical law, meaning by Mayim Sh'uvim, because ultimately the law is biblical, so therefore, okay, there Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it's going to be possible if you first chakuku ul psev kavavu. The problem is, here by the board, it is also actually talking about biblical law. Because, as the Gemara is going to explain, he were told that the board is actually made out of metal, where a smooth board is mekabel tuma minat tayr. In other words, because whereas regarding wooden board, the halacha of would be mekabel tuma is compared to sackcloth. Because the pasuk in Be'yukar Yadav says, kli eitz, oi beged, oi oir, oi sack, which the Gemara elsewhere explains, it compares all of them to a sackcloth, which one of them is wood. Just like a sackcloth is something that's movable and can have empty bag or a full bag. In other words, it has to have a receptacle. So to a wooden kli, as the Mishnah teaches in Masechtas Bechayrus. Now, in contrast, by kli matris, by a metal vessel, that's in the parasha by Midyan, where it says in Mamid Balamed Alf, when they conquered Midyan, it says, Aches Azav, V'goymer, etc. There it's not compared to a sackcloth regarding its ability to contract toma. That's even when it's smooth, where it's going to have biblical tuma. And therefore, says the Gemara, you still cannot say that Rabbi Eliezer over here from the halacha of Daf in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim is like that halacha of Tziner. Because again, Rabbi Eliezer is not differentiating anything between if it was originally carved out or if it was carved out and then attached. He doesn't differentiate regarding what the case is. That is, even if you're going to say that we wanted to say he's rabbinic and therefore he's lenient, and there it's talking about biblical and therefore he's stringent. In other words, he would agree with that halacha. Says the Gemara, first of all, there it's also rabbinic. And moreover, actually here is actually talking about biblical law itself, and still we find that he's lenient. Because as the Gemara says, because ha'omer Reb Yisi ben Reb Chanina bedav shel matzches machlekes, that actually the machlekes of Reb Lezer and the Rabban and the Mishnah Sechtes Kalim is not talking about a wooden board, it's talking about a metal board. And the reason for that is because the reason why he explains it like that is because a wooden board actually does not have tuma at all. It doesn't. It's not makabel tuma. It has to have a clay kibble. And therefore he explains it tuma by a metal board, and therefore you're back to the question, how can you say that it's Rabbi Eliezer when Rabbi Eliezer is talking about biblical law and still he's lenient no matter if you first attached it and then carved it out or if you carved it and attached it, where that brisa does differentiate. So on that the Gemara says, you're right. It can't be like Rabbi Eliezer, but there's still the second half of the equation. When we originally said that brisa, we said it's neither like Rabbi Eliezer nor like the Rabbanan. By that, the Gemara says, La'ilam Rabbanan, but we could say that it's like the Rabbanan of the board he, that it's going like that Rabbanan of that Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. Now, because although that we had a question regarding the halacha of the brisa of the pipe, where there, even if it's attached, and then carved out. According to the Rabbanan of that Mishnah regarding the board, it should invalidate the mikvah, because they consider it as a kli in all situations, even if it's first attached and then carved out. As we see, they don't differentiate regarding the board at all. So how could they be like that b'raisa? That says the Gemara, v'shani she'iva d'rabbanan. No, the halacha of mayim she'uvim is different, because as we explained before, it's a rabbinic psul. And therefore, regarding the case of the pipe, the Rabbanan were lenient, and they said that it will not invalidate if it was first attached and then carved out to be in the shape of a pipe. But regarding the Mishnah that they were talking about regarding the board, where that's a metal board, as we explained, which the Tumah is biblical Tumah, there's going to be Tumah even if the metal was first attached and then carved out and then smoothed out, because the Rabbanan hold that whatever's attached to the ground is not like the ground. But we could say that they are like the Braisa of the Tzinar. And therefore, we still don't know who's the Rabbanan that's not like that Braisa. No, but on that the Gemara asks, Ihachi, but if that's the case, that according to Rabbanan, everything is the same, as we learned in that Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, whether if it's first attached and then carved out, or whether it's a carved out and then attached, it's not going to be bottled to the karka, and it's going to be considered as a complete kli, and it's only like the Gemara is explaining that the reason why they're like the Braisa is because that's by Mayim Shu'uvim, that they were lenient to say that, okay, if it was first attached and then carved out, it's going to be bottled agav the karka. On that the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then even if it's first carved out, meaning the case of the Brais of the Tziner, even if it's first made into a pipe and then it's attached, even there then it should not invalidate the mikvah, and there should be batal agav the karka, because he's saying that really they don't have any reason to differentiate. They hold it's always the same thing. So if you're being lenient because it's only a psul d'rabbanan, mayim shuvim, then even if it's first carved out and then attached, they should also say that it shouldn't be placed in the mikvah because ultimately it's attached. Why do they then differentiate regarding the rabbinic law? That's the Zigmar, no, Shani Hassan. There it's different because the Ikkar Torah is clear love betalish. Because ultimately, in that case, it was first carved out and then attached. It had at one point a status of a kli before it was connected to the ground. That much the Rabbanan did not want to be lenient. And the reason for that is because there's no greater drawn water than that case when it was originally a kli, although it was subsequently attached to the ground, because since ultimately it had the status of a kli before it was attached, if you're not going to consider that as a kli, then ultimately the whole decree of Mayim She'uvim is going to fall by the wayside, because people are not going to know how to differentiate. It definitely looks like a kli, all they do is put it in the ground, and therefore for that case, they were stringent, but again, regarding the case of when it was first attached and then carved out, there the Rabbanan would agree, and therefore the Gemara, in its conclusion, did not find who are the Rabbanan. They found the Rabbi Eliezer that's not like that Braisa, but they didn't find the Rabbanan who disagree with Eliezer, who are not going to be like that Braisa. Now, continuing on this theme of this machlekes Eliezer and the Chachamim, the Gemara follows with the following question. By Rabbi Yosef, says, Mei Gishamim, regarding rainwater that was coming down, Shechishev Aleihem, that the person thought regarding this rainwater, Ladich Eshes Treiblin. He wanted it to wash off. He was thinking, oh great, it's raining, yes, it's going to wash off that ring that we spoke about that's around the mill. Ask the Gemara, Mahu, what's the halacha with that rainwater to be machshir, to make it susceptible for tumah lizroyim, for the seeds that he has there in his field? If the rainwater falls in it, will it make those seeds now be able to contract tumah? Because the Mishnah teaches us in the beginning of Maseches Machshirin that any liquid where originally the person wants that liquid, even if what the ultimate thing it happened for he didn't want it, it could make the... Well, if any food item is only susceptible to tumah if it first becomes moist. Moreover, it has to be detached from the ground. Moreover, it has to be something that he wants. Because although it says kiyitin, but it also says read kiyutan, where you don't have to actively do it as long as you're agreeable that it should happen. So therefore here also, since he originally wanted this rainwater to come down for his tzroibel, even though he didn't want it necessarily to fall onto his produce, would we say that that's going to be machshir, that produce, as long as the tzroibel is considered something that's tolish, detached from the ground, because, as we just mentioned, the machshava to make it susceptible to tumah is only if, as it says in the pasuk, v'chiyite, only where you desire it, and only where if it's falling on something that's detached from the ground, as the Gemara says in the first parak of Masechtas Chulin, Daf Tezayin Medalef. Now, regarding a case where it was first tolish, detached, and then it was connected, so it's regarding this case of Hechsher Zroim, of making seeds or any type of food item susceptible to Mekabel Tumah, that's where the Gemara is going to illustrate that there's a Machlekes. Because as the Mishnah there teaches in Masechtas Chulin, if someone takes a plate and puts it on the wall, And there's a question from the Rishon to the Seifa. The inference that the Gemara concludes over there is that the wall of a building is considered detached. And therefore, if when it rains and he wants the wall to get washed off, that would be considered b'chiyutan, and whatever food items are there would be mekabel tama. But the kais, let's say the wall of a ma'or, of a cave, which was or from its inception attached to the ground, there the machshava, where he wants it to get rained on, would not be machshav d'zroim, because it has to be something that's detached from the ground. Now, in Teres Kainim, they learned this out from Sukkim, that you need to have machshav of something that's detached from the ground. Now, that's what the Gemara is discussing over here. This is droible also, where it was originally made detached. You make this mill with the ring about around it, and then it's attached to the ground. So that's what the Gemara discusses, that according to the Rabbanan, that we spoke about this machloikis regarding machteshes kavua, which was this mill that was ultimately this mortar that was attached to the ground, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain. If they hold that it's when it's detached and then it's attached to the ground, what is the halacha regarding hechsher zroim? Would we consider that as attached to the ground, and therefore it would not be makabel tuma on the zroim, or do we consider it detached from the ground? As the Gemara explains, Ali b'de Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer, according to his opinion that we mentioned in the previous daf, that whatever is attached to the ground is considered part of the ground, says the Gemara, according to him, there's no question whatsoever. For sure we consider this itztroibel as mechubar, as attached to the ground. And therefore, we don't have to tell you that regarding the itztroibel, that it's considered like land more than a machteshes kavua, than a mortar which is subsequently attached to the ground, where for sure it's considered mechubah, but actually even by a machteshes kavua, even by a mortar which is attached to the ground, where the Rabbanan disagree and they hold that it is considered talish, Rebbe Eliezer disagrees and he says that no, kol mechubah lekarka, rekarka is considered part of the ground, and if he was happy, oh, I want this to get washed off, it's not going to go ahead and make his seeds susceptible to tumah. So explains the Gemara. Ali b'de Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer, the Omer that he said, as we quoted him in the previous daf, kol mechubah lekarka, reku karka, whatever is attached to the ground, we consider like the ground itself. Says Gemara, loiti baylach. Regarding him, there's no question whatsoever. For sure, he considers everything that's attached to the ground as the ground itself. And most definitely, it's not going to be machshav d'zroim. Now, as Rashbam points out, we don't have to say this halacha regarding the case of its troibel, which is definitely considered more like land than machteshes kavua, which thereby the itztroibel in the case that we're describing in the Gemara of Rav Yosef, it's for sure going to be considered mechubar. But in actuality, according to Rebbe Eliezer, even by machteshes kavua, regarding a mortar which is originally talish, and then only then is it subsequently attached to the ground, where actually the Rabbanan disagree, and which is the Tanakhama, the Brice, and the previous staff, holds it's actually going to be considered as talish, it's not sold together with the house. And that we brought Rebbe Eliezer, and he disagrees, and he says that no, kol mechubah lekarka is like karka, where even over there he's going to be considering as its karka. But most definitely, the case that we're describing here in the case of Rav Yosef by the Tzreiblin, where everyone agrees that's sold with the house, for sure that's going to be considered as part of the ground, and therefore it's not going to be machshav d'zroim. Rashbam actually asks, and he says, why can't you say that the reason Rebbe Eliezer over there is not because he considers it part of the ground, but rather because whoever sells ba'ayin yafu hu maicha, as the Gemara entertained this previously, that he's selling with a generous eye. But maybe actually we could say that he would consider it as something that's detached from the ground, as talish, and therefore maybe it should be machshav d'zroim. So first of all, Rashbam says that you can't say that, because he says in the general statement, he says, kol mechubah lekarka, reku karka. He says whatever's attached to the ground is like ground. It's not detached. Moreover, is that because we learned in this Mishnah we just quoted regarding the board in Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, that he says it's going to be tar even if it was first fixed and only then connected and to the wall. So we see that in all situations he holds whatever's attached to the ground or to the wall that's attached to the ground is considered like the ground itself. Now, and actually, according to the Rabbanan, in this previous Mishnah of the board, there also the Gemara wouldn't have a question where, for sure, when it's detached and then attached, it's going to be considered as detached, because they consider something as detached always in regards to Tuma, even if it's first attached and then fixed. So the same thing would apply regarding the halacha being machshav d'zroim, where it for sure would be machshav d'zroim. So again, according to Rebbe Eliezer, for sure it would not be machshav d'zroim. According to the Rabbanah of the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim regarding the board, it for sure would be machshav d'zroim. Says the Gemara, Ki Tibayalach, so when would you have this question of Rav Yosef? Is Aliba de Rabbanan. It's according to the Rabbanan that we brought in the previous daf, that they disagree with Rabbi Yezda regarding the Allah of Machteshes Kavua, which is a mortar that's then it's made, which is Talish, and then it's attached to the ground. The Amri Eina Kakarka, they say that it's not like the land itself, which is when you sell the house, that mortar, although subsequently it's attached to the ground, is not sold. According to them, the question is, my, what would the halacha be? In other words, as Rashbam explains, do we say that their reasoning is because they hold whatever is detached, even though subsequently it's attached, we consider it as detached. And that's why they say that the machteshes, although it's ultimately attached to the ground, is not sold together with the house. And therefore, then you would say the same thing regarding the halacha of hechsher toma, of being making something susceptible to toma, where since their reason is because since they consider it detached, so therefore, we don't have to say where if the guy had in mind where he wanted that this machteshes kavua should become wet, that he wants it to get washed off, that it's going to be machshir the zraim that the water comes on. But even if, which is the case of Rav Yosef, where he thinks, oh, I'm so happy it's raining, that now my its terrible is going to get washed off, that even there it's going to be machshir the zraim. Because you have to say that their reasoning is, by the case of its terrible, although they do agree that it is sold together with the house, that it's not because it's considered attached to the ground, because when regarding the machteshes, where that's something where it's something that's detached and then it's attached to the ground, they consider it as detached. Rather, you have to say by the case of its treibel, where it's also originally detached and then attached to the ground, you have to say that before you built it into the ground, there was already a built structure, so what's the reasoning over there where it is sold together with the house? That's for a different reason. That's because its primary, when it's made, is to be established and to become permanent in the ground more than the machteshes. And therefore, it's considered as part of the house, and therefore it's sold when you unspecify sell the house. Just like the walls of the house, where we mentioned before that they're considered tallish regarding Hechsher Zraim, in contrast regard to the walls of a cave, but in regards to the sale of the house, they're considered automatically as part of the house. And therefore, the same thing would apply that it's tribal. But in truthfully, the halacha is that they consider it as tallish regarding the halacha of Hechsher Zraim. That's one side of the coin. Or maybe the Gemara's question is that maybe their reasoning by Machtesh is that it's not sold together with the house is rather because of the reason of when someone sells, he sells Ba'ayin Ra. He sells begrudgingly in a stingy way. But regarding Hechsher Zraim, maybe they do consider it like Karka and they would hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara, Tekui, let it stand. It's not clear what the halacha would be in this question of Rav Yisra regarding Hechsher Zraim. In the case of its Tereblin, why do they say by its Tereblin that it's sold? Is it because it's considered as Karka, and therefore then it would not be Machshir the Zraim? Or they hold that it's not like Karka. The only reason why it's sold is like the walls of the house that it's sold with it, and that's why it's sold, but really it would be considered as Talish, and therefore it would be Machshir the Zraim. Now, Rashbam just points out that this, that Rav Yisra phrased his question in the case of when someone is happy that it's raining, that it's going to wash off its treibel, and it doesn't say the case of machteshes, that's what's called urcha de milsa. That's just the norm because people are happy when the treibel gets washed off, in contrast to machteshes, they don't really care if it's washed off. Or you could say that it's actually an added chiddush, as we said before, because although the Rabbanan say that when you sell the house, its treibel is sold with it, still you could say that it is considered talush regarding Hechsher Zraim, like we said, because the only reason why it's sold with the house is not because it's considered part of the ground, but rather because just like the walls of the house where it's considered talush like Hechsher Zraim, so too regarding its treibel, says the Gemara, let it stand. It's not clear what the halacha would be according to Rabbanan in this case of Rav Yosef's question. Now, ending off with this discussion, the Gemara says, Sholech Rav Nechemi Bereder of Yosef, L'Rabba, who is Bereder of Huna Zuti Linarda, the following. He said that, Ki Asihach Itzel Lekamach, when this woman comes in front of you, as the Gemara continues the top of Sam Chazayim Mar Aleph, Agva Iser Nichse, you should collect for her the tenth of her father's properties. In other words, the daughter takes from her father's properties when she goes to go ahead and get married, which is called Parnasa, that's the word that's used for her marriage. When the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Samaches Manav says that regarding Parnasa, which is her dowry going to get married, you evaluate by the father how much he would normally have wanted to give his daughter, although he's not alive anymore. But when we don't know we don't know how to evaluate him, then she takes a tenth of the properties. Now that halacha, as the Gemara says in Maseches Ksubis, is only by properties, by karka, but not by metalim. So that's what he was sending him, this halacha, and he says that regarding the girl taking a tenth of her father's properties, is afila mitzterubli derichayim, is even from this mill ring of the mill, that is also included, because he was telling him, like Rabbi Eliezer, that whatever is attached to the ground has the halacha like the ground itself. So although that these things are movable, but since they're attached to the ground, so that's the halacha he's teaching. That's what Rashbam says, that we see from the sugya, that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that whatever is mechubel karka is like karka itself. Now the Gemara just ends off parenthetically. Amar Rav Ashi, he says, ki avin b'Rav Kahana, when we buy the yeshiva Rav Kahana, magvin afila ma'amlo debati. We would even go ahead and collect for this girl for the tenth of the father's assets to use for her marriage, even from the rental of her father's properties, where that's considered like the land itself, because the schar, the gain that you have from the land, is like the land itself, and therefore that's included as part of the tenth that she could take regarding going ahead and getting married.